Hi, my name is Didier Snoek. I am a PhD student at Ghent University, Belgium, at the Department of Structural Engineering. It is my first PhD year, and I am studying self-healing concrete by the combination of microfibers and superabsorbent polymers. In this two-minute presentation, I will explain you how it works. As you all know, concrete is a mix of cement, sand, and water, and it is an excellent material to take up compressive forces. That is why most buildings nowadays consist of concrete. But due to the low tensile strength, concrete is very brittle. When tensile forces are active, the concrete will crack. This cracking leads to the ingress of water, and with that, the ingress of potential harmful substances. If you do not repair the cracking in time, the cost will rise sky high. But how can we solve this? Well, we do not need to look very far, because we, humans, are the answer. We are able to heal broken bones, and this property is also available in concrete. You only need to improve it. For this healing, three conditions need to be fulfilled. The first one is the presence of so-called building blocks. This is already obtained as there are unhydrated cement grains present in the matrix and also calcium ions which can react with carbon dioxide dissolved in water to form calcium carbonate crystals. The second condition are small cracks. If you would cut yourself severely, your body will not be able to heal itself because the cut is too wide. This is also the same in concrete. So the crack width needs to be limited. This is reached by mixing in an appropriate amount of microfibers. When mixing them, they are evenly and randomly distributed in a concrete matrix, and when cracking occurs, they will distribute the load over the crack. So instead of widening the crack, the concrete will crack somewhere else, where other fibers are bridging the crack. The third criterion is the presence of blood for concrete, the water. That water is provided by superabsorbent polymers with the interesting feature to absorb up to 500 times their own weight in water. They will seal the crack and they will release the water afterwards for further hydration and calcium carbonate crystallization. So, by combining both, you will get small healable cracks and this will decrease the repair cost needed for concrete structures. For this research, I want to thank Ghent University and the FWO Research Foundation Flanders for funding.